Most general practitioners in the Czech Republic kept their surgeries closed on Wednesday as doctors went on strike to make sure their voices are heard. At the moment, Czech GPs are negotiating the payments they hope to receive from health insurance companies next year for treating individual patients. Jan Richter has this report.
Thousands of general practitioners in the Czech Republic closed their offices on Tuesday in a successful attempt to get more funds. Instead of treating patients, they went on a protest and attended meetings and seminars organized by the Association of General Practitioners, where they discussed the bearing of negotiations doctors' representatives are holding with Czech health insurance companies. Václav Šmatlák, the head of the GPs Association, says the protest has been fruitful.
So far, from the information from districts and regions of Czech Republic, about 86% of general practitioners closed their offices, and the rest is providing acute care for patients. Protest is not aimed towards our patients. It's aimed towards health insurance companies. Negotiations with them failed or stopped at the beginning of September this year. And as we are protesting, they came back to the table and the negotiation goes on.
The protest has been held to bring attention to the problems of underpaid Czech GPs and to pressure health insurance companies to accept their demands. General practitioners are demanding a substantial rise in the payments they receive from insurance companies. As of now, they get 36 crowns or $1.8 per patient. GPs originally demanded 55 crowns, but they have already arrived at an agreement that they would ask for 42. But the problem of low reimbursement is not the only issue that needs to be urgently addressed, says Václav Šmatlák.
The demands of primary healthcare in Czech Republic were satisfied only in amount of 20%. Above this, we are forced, as GPs, into strict regulations for drugs and examinations like X-ray, laboratories, etc. We need circa 150 to 200 new GPs per year. So far, we had only 6 new GPs last year and about 20 this year. We want to say that postponing of solution of this problem means that primary healthcare in Czech Republic collapse in 5 years.
The protest provoked a reaction from the Patients Association, whose chairman Lubomír Lejár says that GPs must not take their patients hostages. Teresa Květoňová is the spokeswoman for the General Health Insurance Company, or the VZP, the largest of Czech health insurance companies with 6.5 million clients. She says that there was no need for such a large-scale action.
We think that the protest is a little ahead of time. We're still negotiating with GPs and the next round of talks is scheduled for Friday. The original demands of GP representatives called for a 50% increase in the payments from insurance companies, and they're economically unrealistic for us. We nevertheless agree that GPs are undervalued in the long run, and therefore we're offering them for the next year a record increase in their payments of up to 10%.
Whether the protest was ahead of time or not, it has already borne results. VZP, the largest Czech health insurance provider, has agreed to meet GP's demands. On Friday, other health insurance companies in the Republic will announce if they will do the same.